Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Aaron Bulci has been selected by the Department of Veterans Affairs in the state to serve as the Executive Director of South Dakota Joining Forces. Bulci is a U.S. Army veteran. She'll provide program development, oversight, and coordination for the Joining Forces initiative. She joins us now on the phone from Sioux Falls with more. Aaron, welcome back to In the Moment.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks for having me back.
Let's start with a little bit of your background so folks can get to know you. Tell me about your time in the Army.
I was stationed in Wiesbaden, Germany with the 1st Armored Division from 2004 to 2009. We did a 15-month deployment to Kuwait during that time. I was signal. I was a sergeant while I was in, and I did a lot of training for the Equal Opportunity Division, and then also just training soldiers and stuff for our job with satellite communications.
And when you got out, did you feel like you wanted to work with veterans? Like, at what point do you start, you know, saying that this is something that you'll spend a career doing in some ways?
I just saw so much need for education. When I got out, I had somebody that kind of took me through the roles of what you needed to do when you got out. And I realized that a lot of people didn't really know. Because, you know, when I got back from deployment, I had 90 days to process out of the Army. And I was in Germany and hadn't been stateside in a number of years. And so, again, if I didn't have that person to hold my hand, I would be totally lost. And so moving forward with when I got out and then getting back stateside and all of that, I just really realized that being a veteran is, you know, there's something to be proud of with that. And I realized that I wanted to help people. And I figured joining the State Department and being a veteran service officer, what more could you ask for?
Right. And now South Dakota Joining Forces, serving as executive director of that. Tell me a little bit about what the need is that this program is trying to address, and then we'll talk about some specifics of the program. But first, what's the need here? Why do this?
So we have implemented our mission for South Dakota Joining Forces is to serve the veterans, military, and family members in South Dakota and help them navigate the maze of programs and services to get them through the right door at the right time. Now, throughout my years with the South Dakota Department of Veterans Affairs, being my time as a VSO and working in the claims office, we realized that a certain type of resource was necessary in our state, and we really needed a program that fit the demand of our military and veteran constituents. So South Dakota Joining Forces was developed to fill that void. And through this initiative, Lori, South Dakota Joining Forces will not only explore the unique mental and behavioral health needs of veterans and their families, but also strive to improve access to health care, education, housing, and so much more. And essential to the mission is also highlighting the supportive services and reducing the barriers to those services.
Yeah. What are some of those barriers that you've seen? Barriers to services, yeah.
Yeah, education is key. Again, as my time as a VSO and doing a lot of my outreach and interviewing veterans for their benefits, so many people don't know what's available to them. So many people don't know, you know, even as a family member that their benefits are available. You know, we have people who live in these rural areas in South Dakota that aren't, you know, they don't know what they have that's available at their fingertips. If you live in Sioux Falls, you know you have the VA, you have the service organizations. What about those people in small towns that are struggling with the, you know, with these behavioral health needs or these mental health needs or issues, and they don't know where to go? So that's why South Dakota Joining Forces was started.
Tell me about some of the details of what people can find and where they can find it.
So we just started this new website. You can look it up at sdjf.sd.gov, and there you will find resource information at the county, tribe level, statewide resources, and then resources even at the national level. Now, Lori, this is going to be an ever-growing and evolving list. If you check out the website now, you will see that each county and tribe is listed on the website, and we kind of have a bare-bones look at it right now because we only have some of the community leadership and county veteran service officers or county tribal veteran service officers that are throughout the state listed there now. But moving forward, each county, this is what we're looking for. We're looking for a South Dakota Joining Forces leader in each community. And who that person is someone who is invested in their community and wants to be the point of contact or part of a group that wants to lead the Joining Forces initiative in their area. It's someone who may be well-connected with the resources in the area or that already provides a service that can be utilized by service members, veterans, or their families, or someone who sees what we're doing with the initiative and says, hey, I want to be a part of that. Sign me up. So we're looking for that for each county and tribe. We're also looking for key players in the community leadership. We're looking for mental and behavioral health providers, service organizations. If there's a VFW or a PVA or American Legion post, we want to know about it. We're also looking for health and wellness resources. If there's a VA in your community, it will be listed. If there's a community-based outpatient clinic, that will be listed. We're looking for employment services, any type of education resources, technical colleges or vocational schools, any type of financial resources, could be financial assistance or emergency services. And we're also looking for those nonprofit and faith-based resources to be listed.
So how are you, now when you explain it all like that, my mind just sort of expands a little bit with the task that you have set before you and the extensiveness of it. So how are you tackling this as the executive director of South Dakota Joining Forces? How are you sort of working to build those relationships and those collaborations?
Well, again, with my past as a veteran service officer, I've built some pretty great relationships with the county and tribal veteran service officers. So they've been essential in getting this initiative off the ground. We have a lot of outreach events coming up that we're going to be putting our name in the hat for. I actually just did an introductory email last week introducing myself to all of the kind of the key players and stakeholders throughout the state. And so I've been getting a lot of really great responses and people wanting to step up to the plate and being a leader and seeing what we can do to build in each of their community. So right now we're kind of in the infant stages, ready to get the ball rolling.
Yeah. Look nationwide a little bit and tell me, is this something that you see happening in other states? Are there states that are further ahead and are doing particularly well?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Yellow Ribbon program in Minnesota, they have a great program that they have had for years, and so that's definitely something that we look and want to kind of mimic moving forward with our initiative. So a couple of the states that are really close to us have some great initiatives that they've started and built upon, so we definitely have some great resources to look at.
Let's talk about some of those small towns, and I'm wondering, you know, in a larger community, in Aberdeen or a Watertown, a Sioux Falls or Rapid City, you might see some people providing services that others might not, they might not know about each other. Mm-hmm. When you get to some of the smaller communities, you might see that too. You might see people who through having a conversation, realize there was something there that they didn't know, right? I mean, do you think that's a potential?
Absolutely. And that's why breaking into these communities and kind of being a little nosy and wanting to meet everybody and get connected with everybody to find out what is available and what they do need. You know, we're not trying to decipher the eligibility of different resources for, you know, for the people or these constituents. We're just wanting to make sure that they are educated about what's available to them. South Dakota has 276,000 constituents that make up military veterans and those family members. And our goal, however big it may be, is that by the time this gets, you know, up and running, we want to make sure that every single one of those people know, have a name, have a number that they can call if something arises, and if they need something, they know where to turn.
Are you anticipating finding areas where there's a you know, an absence of services, where there's a real need, where you find out that what really should exist doesn't? And as you identify those, are there plans of ways to address that?
Again, lawyer, we're still in the infant stages, and so I'm not quite sure how we would go about helping every single one of those communities at that small community level, but it's being able to find out what's needed and then being able to utilize the resources and the networking that we're building within each of the communities and kind of, you know, figuring out, okay, well, this community doesn't have this, and this is how they got it, so what do we need to do in this community to get to where they're at? Or is there somebody that we can leverage on this side of the state that might want to, you know, push their services to the other side of the state? Or, you know, again, it's such an open-ended question. But that's kind of the excitement. We don't know where we're going to go with it, and we don't know what we're going to find.
Right. And how long have you been talking about in state Veterans Affairs? How long has this conversation been going on? When you're talking about the vision for this and the potential of this in the future?
This was initially started about 2016 when the Department of Military and the State Department of Veterans Affairs and some key players got together and they started thinking about what was needed. I've taken over the initiative as of July of this, actually this past year, I would say, 2017, and I've been kind of wearing two hats within the department. But just again, with doing my two hats as one of as a veteran service officer, I've been able to do a lot of outreach and finding out what's available. So I think I kind of have a leg up in moving forward. Again, I've already started to build some of those relationships through the last couple of years at the county level and, you know, getting in with that. But moving forward, the sky is the limit.
Yeah.
And so we'll just see what happens.
Let's recap a little bit for folks who are just tuning in. So give us the website one more time.
sdjf.sd.gov.
All right. And who do you want to go to that website right now? And how do you want them to interact with that today? As this is, you know, we're talking again with Erin Bulchy. She's Executive Director of South Dakota Joining Forces. And this is a program with the State Department of Veterans Affairs in its infancy. So as we talk about this, Erin, go to that website. And who do you want to go and what do you want them to do first?
If you are a veteran, I want you to go. If you are a family member of a veteran, I want you to go to the website. If you are a resource that you think would be great to be on the website, to be utilized as a resource, I want you to go to the website. We have a great contact us page on sdjf.sd.gov that you can put all your information in, and it sends me an email that says, you know, hey, I'm a resource, or hey, I have a question about benefits, or, you know, just anything. And we can get you in the right door at the right time and see what we can do.
Let's talk in our remaining minutes. We have about 3 minutes left here. Okay. And recap the leaders and who you're looking for in communities. What kind of people are you looking for to come forward? This is a volunteer on a volunteer basis, right? And say,
absolutely.
And say, I want to help coordinate for my community. Who are you looking for?
We're looking for those people who are invested in their community and want to be a point of contact or part of a group that wants to lead the initiative in their area. Someone who is well connected with resources or that already provides a service that can be utilized as a resource, or someone who sees what we're doing with the initiative and doesn't know how they can fit in, but they know they want to be a part of it and support, you know, veterans, military, and family. And those are the people that I'm looking for, people who are excited, who have taken a stake in their community and want to help those people around them.
In your experience as a veteran service officer, what are some of the themes, you know, we've touched on a few of them, that you're seeing veterans need again and again? Is it heavily on sort of the, you know, mental health care, behavioral health care, or health care, housing? What do you see rise to the top more often than not?
We get all walks of life or all walks of veterans that come through our door. We have people who have questions about their benefits. We have dependents that come in and, you know, their veteran just passed away and they don't know what's entitled to them at this point. We have people who are struggling emotionally and they don't know where to turn. So we are, you know, we're there to kind of guide them in the right direction and figure out what we can do or where we need to send them. If there's anything that we can do benefits-wise, you know, we have the claims office here. And if you have more questions about your veterans' benefits, I would ask that our listeners go to vetaffairs.sd.gov and they can find out all about the veterans' benefits that are available to them. But again, with kind of the people that come into our office and have all those questions, that's why South Dakota Joining Forces is such a need right now, because, you know, where do we go? And where do we send people? And so I think that if everybody could put this website as a favorite on their computer, and if they work with military or veterans or, you know, family members of veterans, this would be your one-stop shop for those resources.
Erin Bulchy is Department of Veterans Affairs in the state of South Dakota. She's the Executive Director of South Dakota Joining Forces. That website again, sdjf.sd.gov. We'll put a link up on our website after the program. Erin, always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank
Come back
you,
anytime
Lori.
And give us
I
updates
will.
On this.
Sounds great, Lori. Thank you so much for having me.